Thursday, the 20th of February, Kaf Adar, Aleph, Rabbi Gedalia Klein, Shabbos.
There's a Mordechai Medrash, which is brought in the Alkot Shemoni, the beginning of Parshas Vayakel. Vayakel Moshe says, Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, says the Medrash. Rabbi Seinu Bale Agod Oimrim, Mitchilas HaTorah, Va'at Soifo, Ein Bo Parshas Shenemar Baroisha Vayakel, Elo Zois Bilvad. There is nowhere in the Torah, from the beginning till the end, where the Torah says, Klar, the Torah says clearly, you have to gather together, Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. Now, as we hear the Torah, when the Torah gave over Hilchos Shabbos, Eile Hadvorim, Asher Tziva Hashem Lasis Oysom, Sheish Oysom Rintasam Elocho, Uvayoyim Hashvii, Yeh Elochem Kodesh Shabbos Shalosayin Lashem, So the special tzivoy, by this tzivoy of Hilchos Shabbos, Vayakel Moshe is Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. Says the Medrash. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asei Lecha Kehilos Gedolos, gather together big kehilos of people, Udroish Lifneim Borabim, Hilchos Shabbos. Kedei Sheyilmudu Mimcha Doiros Haboim, that the future generations should learn from you, Lahakil kehilos b'chol of Shabbos v'Shabbos. V'lichvois and to gather the bottom of Joshua's, l'lamed u'lahoyriz l'Yisrael, divrei Torah isu v'heta. Kedei, told the Medrash, sheyehi shemi ha'godol, miskaleis bein bonai. In order to come out of it, a kvod shamayim, a kilos, a praise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'meila, Moshe Rabbeinu, with the Sabbath, from the Rabbeinu Shloilom, Together, Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. To Santa Zach, Tayag Mitzvah, 630 Mitzvahs, from all the Mitzvahs, Dafka this Mitzvah of Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to gather the whole of Klal Yisrael. The Chofetz Chaim says a moshel about a person who's very, very sick, who's very, very ill, and they bring to him this doctor and that doctor, one looks at his kidneys, one looks at his liver, one looks at his the top, the bottom, everywhere, the ganze guf. Until one big doctor, one big mumcha comes along and says, let's have a look at his heart. He has a look and he sees that there's a clean mashu, one of the arteries, one of the... And he sees there's something wrong. He says, let me take care of it. I have to have a clean operatia. And with that, everything else got cured. He says, the Chofetz Chaim, Oy sila oylam, Bein Avin Bnei Yisrael, the lave of all the mitzvahs, the heart of the Avodas Hashem, of every person, licked in Shmir Shabbos. And the Mela, when the Rebbeinu Shalom giving over the Klal Yisrael, the mitzvah of Shmir Shabbos, the Rebbeinu Shalom called Adas Bnei Yisrael, everyone has to be there. The Gemara Zogs in Shabbos, Tafil on the base, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gzot to Klal Yisrael, Matana Toivo Yeshli Biyodi, and I'm giving it over to you. What Gnuzo, Etzli, and I'm giving it over to Klal Yisrael. All the Mephoshim of Adag, what is Matana Toivo? And Aruch HaShulchan Sheit HaPshat, and Matana Toivo is, because all the Omen Toivim, Lemaisa only no get to Klal Yisrael. Pesach Shavuot, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur, it's all Nigzar on the calendar at the beginning of the year. Every Chodesh is Nigzar, when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, Bez and make a takana. And with that, accordingly, there's a Yom Tov in that month. Mashiach in Shabbos is Toilam Bris Oilam. Bris Oilam, Be'etzem is Negea, to go in as well. The ganze Vat were Bris Oilam. Everyone got created by Yom HaShishi. Be'mela, it should be for everyone for going as well. Matana Toiva Yeshli Be'etzem, I'm only giving to you Klal Yisrael. No Ayid can daher, I'm not supposed to the Kedush of Shabbos. Chofetz Chaim also said another moshul, when you've got a chosn and kala, and the chosn and kala during the engagement, right through the engagement, the chosn sends a watch, and the kala sends back a nocha kachka, and she sends nocha kachka, because through the whole engagement, there's matonas going on between the chosn and kala. It's more exivlainus, it's a chumakurk for it, but that's what goes on during an engagement. When things start getting chas v'shalom, le'aleinu, le'aleichem, a bit shaky, you know, the presents stop and then slowly but surely And everyone knows that unfortunately that's the sign of the engagement. Is Matana Torah Yeshli Biyadchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a present. And there's so much involved in this present. There's Lamatas Melachos. Then you've got the Melachos in Shechel Gufa. You've got Amir Lakum. And there's Muksa. Shvus to Shvus. It's Mamish Molim Agadosh. It's called man that the presents are going in between. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the Shabbos. And we're sending back the presents back. We're keeping Shabbos at the highest level, the highest degree. But mainly the Kechala Reserva of the Shabbos, the Reos, between the Bein Shleilam and Klal Yisrael, is continuing. And maybe we have to see that we man we can, as much as we can, to be Mahabah in Hilchos Shabbos. I'm not coming any halacha lemaisa over here, Posha Tagut Torah Adir Abitzel, speak through a life to Inyan on Muktzel, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, whose Yahrzeit is today, Chof Hadar, Shlomo Zalman writes in his Haskama on Rav Neubert's Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kel Chosrei. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes there, he's got a little star, I don't know if it's in the old Madurah, but I saw it recently in the new Madurah, and underneath it says that everything I told to Rav Neubert in Halacha Shalai Lemaisa, Rak, you know, to Moir the Oilam. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that when he spoke for hours and hours, days and days with Rav Neubert, and he still said that at the end of the day, when every Shaila comes, you have to ask for Rav, and every delicate Shaila is on its own right, has to be paskin, not time to look in a halacha sefer and you know, alright, that's halacha. Halacha can become over here, poshet, I'm not coming to be. Any takonas, any halachas, poshet, aduchet, na'in, and tzuzaman, see what we can come out with. The Gemara Zok and Shabbos are kuch of Yamad Beis. What the Gemara Zok? Omer Abzeira, Omer Khanina, Pamachas, Holach, Rebbe, Lamachim Echod, Beninsa, Nizbach Shalabonim, Reb Chanina says the Rebbe once went and found this book of Avonim. Rashi explains Avonim Sudurois Umuksa's Lebinyan, a pile of stones which were muksa, which were set aside for building. Avonim Talmido, so the Chishvu Kineshaneshav Alein Lemochor. I want you to go and be Machashim on them, think about them, put it into your head that tomorrow we're going to use these to sit on them. The Rebbe did not require that any specific ma'isa to be done in these stones. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Hitzuchon Rebbe Lema'isa. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Rebbe did require a specific ma'isa to be done in these stones. What was that ma'isa? My Omar Lahu. Rabbi Amin Omar, So'u V'lomdu. You should go and pile them up. Sidru Aysom, Ve'yeshivum, Kedishin Nitzorech, Liga Bohem, Lemachot. Kibishain hazmana, the mice are called the Humayalas. Le'evan, asoy sakli. He says you should go and pile the stones up. By piling the stones up, they are now mutter to be sat on Shabbos. Ravasi says, through the shipshapum, you should go and shape them out somehow with cement and make, do a proper mice to make them into a keli. Shukhanoch passes back to Bami and says, through the Velomdom, once they're piled up, you can go and sit with them on Shabbos. The Emma says this Shaila is Nagea every Shabbos. The person walking down the road on the stones, bricks. You want to take a break on the brick, a few minutes, you know. It could be a building site, Nagea more in Asmanim in the fields. And you want to sit down, especially on the walls in between the fields where the cows are. So these walls are not, they're not, it's not Mechubal Karka. Mechubal Karka is not Mok. So these walls are made out of loose stones. You jump, you remember when we were in Camp Agudah, we used to climb over these stones, stand on the wall, and as it was about to get down, half the bricks came down. They're loose. They're not made in a way that Mechubal HaKarka, they're not Muksa. Each stone in his own right is Mechubal Muksa. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens.
Why are they Muksa? What, they're Muksa because they're not to a Labinian or anything like that.
The reason why they're Muksa is because they're not a Keli. However, they haven't got Shem Keli. So the Shulchan Aruch like this. Avon Nidbach Shal Avonim. אף על פי שחושב עליהם מבורידויים, אוסור לישב עליהם, אלא אם כן לומדים. You have to pile them up. In order to sit on them, to pile them up before Shabbos. ויש להם מן, לדין אבונם כדין חרויוס, וכן ניקה. במוגן אברום, הלוך למייסה, פסקנס, that these stones, once you've done the מייסה of piling them up, the Masadadan for tomorrow, Mutter Gomel to sit on them on Shabbos. Hagam, that they haven't got a Shem Keli yet, you just move them aside and power them up, don't give them a Shem Keli, because you didn't do any mice in them. Nevertheless, Fasim the Magen Avraham, Mutter to sit on them on Shabbos. The question is like this. There's another Sifur Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chav Hei, which talks about a totally different situation, also Mutzah. Pas Shofa in a Yehudi, La'atz Moi B'Shabbos. A goy baked bread for himself on Shabbos. Did a nice affair, the perfect Mutzah we're going to do, he baked bread on Shabbos. Now, the Shaila is a Yehudi allowed to eat it or not? It's Maisa Nochri. Hagam, he made it for himself. But the Maisa, there's something called Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepas. And he's eating when Shabbos came in. Could have been Mechub al-Karka. And Eitz is Muksa. And if they're not Mechub al-Karka, but it's not a piece of wood, is Muksa. It's not a clip. Memela and the Shvach of the Eitzim goes into the bread. The bread gets baked through this wood. So L'chayra, the bread should be Muksa. Yesh Oisrim, Yesh Matirim. And the Magen Avraham brings a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, where Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says about another totally different case of Isahana to do Avodah Zarah, and Tosfos over there says below Domi leMuktzah Shemot Abana. But there's Octosfos in Avodah Zarah. Not like Muktzah. Muktzah is different. Muktzah is Mut Abana. So the fact the Magen Avraham after Magen Avraham on Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, he said, I don't understand. We've got Gemara in Beitza, which is Gemara in, Psachim, sorry. The Gemara in Psachim brings a Mekoyer, Meichinu Zashay of you. That on Shabbos, everything has to be Mukham, everything has to be prepared before Shabbos comes in if you want to use it. If you want to be Nehneh, if you want to be Mishtamash with it on Shabbos. And that is a Mekoyer of Muksa in all Hilchos Shabbos, which tells us that Muksa is also Bahana. So how can Tosfos and Avodah Zarah come along and say that V'lo Domi L'Muktzah Shemot Abano? And the Magen Avraham blabbed with his psak that the Yesh Shvach ate in the past and it's also to be named from his bread. Hagam, if you look at the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara is Chayza, Midi Muktzah Midi Raisin Enu. And the Gemara over there is Chayza, Enoch Chanama, you're right, Muktzah Midi Rabbanon. But the Gemara is only Chayza from this Nekuda, the Muktzah is not Midi Raisin, it's only Midi Rabbanon. But still, Midrabanon holds the Magen Avraham. The Pshat in the Gemara is Midrabanon. There is something called Muksa, which is the Makor is a Smach the Baal of Eichinu. That doesn't change. But Rabbi Kiveiga on Shulchan Aruch on the Magen Avraham, Astira from the Magen Avraham in Shinches. The Rabbi Kiveiga brings Rashba on Shabbos. It's Rashba on Shabbos. He's talking about the Isahana of Muksa. And he said, Afilu bin Koimai. She'enu is Isahana bin Koimai. You're not moving anything. You're not doing any tiltle. You're pushing being Nana, you're having Hana, you're having benefit from this Muksa. Chayfet bin Koimai. Nevertheless, still also. Well, if he says on the Magen Avraham, the Kivega, Vadai, also Leishva Leiver. You can't sell the stone on Shabbos. Because he brings the case of leaning a muksadika event to hold up a bed, or a beitish not a biyamtav. You can use an egg, four eggs, to balance a bed. Who are then even? Ein Magen Avraham, says Rabbi Kiveiga, Simen Shinches, Sivkot Mem, Utsarachiyum. He brings our Magen Avraham, which Magen Avraham passes into Loch Lemaisa, one may sit on a stone on Shabbos. Even though it's not a keli, I mean, one may have hanor from muktzah on Shabbos, and the Magen Avraham himself paskens in Shin Chav Hei, and this eitzim, which was muktzah, makes the bread also to eat on Shabbos as hanor from muktzah. The emes is the Magen Avraham in more than one place says that muktzah is also hanor. So we have to understand what's going on over here. When do we say it's Mutter Bahana? When do we say it's Asa Bahana? It's good to know as well that this whole Musa being Mutter Bahana, Asa Bahana, is a Machlokes Rishonim. As we mentioned, the Rashba holds that Stam Hanor may be Mutter, but he's Mishtamish with the Muksa, together being Mishtamish and Stam Hanor, not 100% clear, but Lachoya to smell Lachoya having Hanor, you're not using it, you're not being Mishtamish, to sit on something that's called using, that's called being Mishtamish. Rashi is Mavoah. In a few places, Rashi talks about Shever Keli. Shever Keli is a Keli that broke on Shabbos. Noilat. That means when Shabbos came in, it was a full Keli, usable, for all its usage. In the middle of Shabbos, it became a Shever Keli. That means now it's only useful for certain things. But there's an element of Noilat here, which means something changed on Shabbos. Rashi says, Mutzah Bahamah. In a few places in Shabbos, Rashi paskins, Muksa is Mutzah Bahamah. There only is a tiltu. When the Rambam seems to learn, at the Rashba, that Muksa is also Bahamah. Could be the Pshat Zazoy. As we mentioned earlier, the Magen Avraham brings the Gemara in Pesachim, Ve'ichin et asher yoviu, this musar that everything when Shabbos comes in, what you eat, what you drink, what you sit on, what you use, any usage, has to be mukhan, ready when Shabbos comes in. Ve'ichin et asher yoviu, it's got to be mukhan, it's got to be ready to eat. I need to say, look, for example, Beit HaShemel the Beyond Tiv, which has got no problem, it's not a keli, it's an oichel. It's got everything, now Mukhan is ready to use now. But the halacha is, since when Shabbos came in it wasn't Mukhan, it wasn't there, but the halacha, Beit HaShemel the Beyond Tiv, we paskin that it's asa. Why is it asa? What's the filter achana? I is not muksa, egg is not muksa, even a raw egg is not muksa. Chazanim use it to, you know, sort themselves out before they do whatever they have to do. It's not muksa. Teretz Yisrael, when Shabbos came in, it wasn't ready, it was still inside the oif, inside the behema. Beit HaShemel, the Beyond Tiv is asa. But another type of muksa. Let's take a stone. The stone, when Shabbos came in, was on the ground. It's there. But Chazal made a gezeirah, anything that a person is makta his mind from, either because he's specifically makta his das, or because generally people are makta their das, I'm all the muksamach and chisson kiss, even if, yeah, for example, something which is very, very expensive and very dear, a meter knife, you could use it to chop onions on Shabbos. You could use it to cut an apple on Shabbos. Oh, but since generally most people, 99% of people, don't use it for this usage, they only use it for the mila. The mila, that is muksa. You know, it's a proper keli. Oh, but Chazal gave a gezeirah muksa on this knife. A stone, same thing when Shabbos came in. You could sit on it. But since, or you could use it to break into a house on Shabbos, you have no way of getting in. The only way you can get in is by smashing the window, which probably also anyway else austere. But the Lutzi, you had that, it wasn't also. But there's no have to pick up a stone and throw it against a window or whatever you have to do on Shabbos. Why not? A stone is muksa. It has no specific usage. What do you have to do in order to make a stone not muksa? So there's two stages. We want to allow two things over here. We want to allow you to move the stone. We want you to allow you to use the stone. In order to use the stone, to have a law from the stone, you have to be meyachid that I want to use this on Shabbos. In order to move the stone has to become a keli. Thinking to yourself, this stone tickles my fancy, I want to use it on Shabbos. It's not going to help you, because it's not a keli. And the gezeirah that Chazal made, that something which is not a keli is muksa. We asked the kasha before, we've got two Magen Avrahams. One Magen Avraham says that the stone which you thought about before Shabbos, he even went and he piled that up, he did a Maisa with the stone, not in the stone, but with the stone. And the Magen Avraham said you can go and sit on it on Shabbos. Well, the Kasha, this stone is Muksa. This stone is not a Keli. What right do you have to sit on the stone on Shabbos? One may not have Hana from Muksa on Shabbos. And we see the Magen Avraham passes clearly by the bread, where the bread was made by a goy, but having the bread had in it wood, which was mukta when Shabbos came in, and nevertheless, and therefore, one may not eat this bread on Shabbos. So we've got a problem, the bread is also to eat, and the stone is mutter to sit on. The chur of the pshat is that the stone, in a chanama, it's proper mukta, there's an isur tilt on the stone. But over here, Rashi says clearly, uvachlo yiga. Yiga over here means to move, to do tiltu. Alright, he's sitting on it, so you're touching automatically. So it must mean that over here, Rashi means, when he says yiga, it means to move it. In this stone over here, what do I want to do? I want to sit down. The stone is not going to move. What's my problem? It's not mukhan. Is this hano? Hechinu. For that, it's enough to think to myself, because another amori to pile it up. I want to use this stone on Shabbos. I can sit on it gezunt to eat. Why? Because that the stone has an achona. It's mukhon when Shabbos came in. It's ready to be used. Is there is a tiltle on it? Avada there's a tiltle on it. You can't move the stone. Why can't you move the stone? Because the stone is not a keli. The chazal v'goyza, kelim are mutter to move on Shabbos. Anything which is not a keli, either because the person is makseh es das, or because there's a gezeres chazal on it, one may not move something which is not a keli. Oh, we can't announce the Matnah Hanor. The whole Issa Hanor only comes from Be'echim. It's going to be ready for me. It is ready. Sit down on the stone, can relax, but you mustn't move it. Masha'in came when we're talking about the bread. What do you want to do with this bread? You want to eat the bread. The bread is proper muksa. When Shabbos came in, it was. The wood was muksa proper. There was no header to use it, no header to move it. What do you want to do now? Have hanor from something which was muksa proper when Shabbos came in. Were you making this wood when Shabbos came in? You said, I want to have hanor on this wood? The person turns around and says, this wood, I want to use you tomorrow. I'm going to sit on you. I'm going to... Well, you shouldn't say more than that because you don't want to plan and get the goat to start baking for you. Then maybe enoch and I'll be mutter. But as when Shabbos came in, it was muksa proper. It was not a keli. But maybe tomorrow, he has no heter to eat this bread.
Why is he doing yachad with the stone? Take away, make it into a cake. If I use stone for the doorstop, I'm sure. Okay, which is maybe not every Shabbos, but very often. Why isn't it become a cake?
Oh, so we see in the Gemara in the Kalakalim that it goes hand in hand with Hilchos Tumah. What a keli is, what's called Makabal Tumah. It doesn't, Amol, you see Zachwich, I'm not Makabal Tumah, and Siligabi Keli, and Siligabi Hilchos Shabbos, it's not called Muksa. But we see, you've got to do that for some mice in the keli, you have to change this keli. Because it's got absolutely no usage, a stone is a stone, and no one's thinking about stones when Shabbos comes in, you have to do a pa'ula in the keli, that was Chazal v'Goyza. A pa'ula in the keli to make it a shame keli. You don't mean a keli mamash. I don't know if we're Makabal Tumah this, if I haven't got all the Gedorim and Hilchos Tumah, we're Makabal Tumah. Oh, but it's called a keli legabe usage. A keli is something that we use. You don't use stones. they say events in your line. Yeah, no one does it. Chas v'shalom. But they say a joke that, you know, you're allowed to throw stones on the car that drive because every stone in Yerushalayim was miyuchad before Shabbos to throw on Shabbos. So those are nonsense. Because the stone doesn't become a keli because I thought that every Yerushalayim of stones a keli. It doesn't help. You've got to take the stone, cut that out, make it into proper keli, then we'll start speaking.
People in the days when people used to put this in the stone.